The text for our chapel this morning comes from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. How much cause do you have for rejoicing nowadays? I think most people will agree that after all that we have gone through in 2020, there isn't much. We have suffered through months of tight restrictions in school because of a pandemic. We were not allowed to have home games during our volleyball season. And even in the basketball season, we aren't allowed to have fans at our home games. Worst of all, we are unable to all meet together in person for morning chapel. Seriously, how much worse can this year get? Is there really anything to rejoice over? Yes. As the Apostle Paul says, we must rejoice always, because you and I have a loving God who sent his only begotten Son to die and take away our sins, and also because that same Son, Jesus, is coming again to take us home to heaven. The Apostle Paul was no stranger to difficult times. He lists some of the things that he had to endure during his ministry in 2 Corinthians 11, 24 through 28. 5 times I received at the hands of the Jews the 40 lashes less one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 time I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I was adrift at sea. On frequent journeys, in danger from city, danger in the wilderness, danger at sea, danger from false brothers, in toil and hardship, through many a sleepless night, in hunger and thirst, often without food, in cold and exposure. And apart from other things, there is a daily pressure on me of my anxiety for all the churches. If there has been anyone throughout the history of the world who had it a valid excuse to have a downcast viewpoint on life, it was the Apostle Paul. And yet, Paul did not let these things keep him down. But instead, the Holy Spirit moved him to write, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." The reason Paul could write this to the Corinthians in good conscience? Because he didn't just keep the cross of Christ as the focus of his ministry, but also as the focus of his life. He knew no matter how much toil his body went through, no matter how much was taken away from him, the suffering he endured here on earth was nothing compared to the glory that awaited him in heaven. If Paul could endure all that he did and still rejoice always, why does it seem so much more difficult for us to do today? A quick answer: our sinful flesh. The sinful flesh naturally wants to take away the motivation Paul had, the cross of Christ, and throw it out the window. Could you imagine going through this year, or any year, without the knowledge of your Savior? There would be no reason to be in a state of constant rejoicing. There is no hope. Unfortunately, that is the state of most of the world today. Living in a world without Christ's life, death, and resurrection would be like living in the depths of the cave where there is no light, or as if there was a dark tunnel with no light at the end of it. That is where our sinful flesh wants to take us. It does not want us to rejoice always, but it lords our sins over us in guilt and anguish. A dark and depressing world that would be to live in. But dear brothers and sisters in Christ, that is not the world that we live in. Satan, the world, nor your flesh can lord your sins over you any longer. Jesus took those sins and he nailed them to the cross. They are paid for and forgotten by God. When God looks at your heart, he sees not a diseased heart captured by sin, but a heart covered in the righteousness of his Son, Jesus. Because of this, we have a light at the end of the tunnel, And our Heavenly Father is waiting there for us with open arms, waiting to receive us when Jesus comes to take us home. Until that day comes, however, we must still pass through this gloomy and sinful world. There are going to be trials. There are going to be low points. And there are going to be times where it seems like the best option is to give up. But even when life is at its bleakest moments, we get to rejoice. We get to pray without ceasing and to give thanks in all circumstances. Because our Heavenly Father has promised to be by our side and guide us every step of the way. Consider Isaiah 41, verse 10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. In Psalm 23, verse 4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You have the Almighty God, the Creator of all things, the beginning and the end at your side, ready to give you aid in any distress. Rejoice always. Martin Rinkart was a pastor and hymn writer during the time of the 30 Years' War in England, or in Europe, as well as during the time of the bubonic plague. Often during this time, Rinkart had to officiate 40 to 50 funerals a day, and eventually he buried about 4,480 people. One of those people who perished was his wife. During this tumultuous time, it would have been easy for him to shift the blame to God for all the difficulties that he had to endure. No one would have blamed him. The guy had been through it all. But he didn't blame God, nor did he simply give up. Instead, he wrote one of the hymns in our hymnal, "Now Thank We All Our God." This is a hymn of pure rejoicing and praise to God. Verse 3 reads, "All praise and thanks to God the Father now be given, the Son and Him who reigns with them in highest heaven, the one eternal God whom earth and heaven adore, for thus it was, is now, and will be forevermore. Amen." We'll close our morning chapel with hymn number 36, verses 1 and 3.